Just how's the rehab coming? Feel good and everything?
Yes, I feel great. I've been running, jumping, throwing, cutting, everything. So I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to do absolutely everything. I did everything my teammates did today. I'll do everything my teammates do again tomorrow. So hopefully that just gives an idea. You know, I feel great. Truly blessed that it wasn't worse. It could have been a lot worse, and it wasn't. So I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, just keep praying for the guys, you know, on that day that had the same kind of injury that, you know, are still going through it. So, you know, I've been there. I know how it feels, but, you know, they're still going through it. So I just keep praying for those guys.
How did your rehab go, maybe versus what you expected it to be like?
You know, I expected to, after the surgery, just get up and, okay, I'm ready, you know,
right.
You know me, but it just didn't work out that way. You know, I'm so far removed from it, I don't remember timelines, but I just remember, you know, being in the boot, you know, the best was getting off the crutches, you know, okay, you don't have to use crutches anymore, that was the best part, you know, because then I could be a human again, you know, I could, you know, walk around, you know, at least, you know, I had my boot, you know. You know, I think I really took for granted was just picking my kids up and taking them to their room, you know, little things like that, you know, that just made me appreciate, you know, what I have, so much more as if I didn't already, you know, but it's just, you know, it felt like a long process, but it flew by,
right.
You know, each day felt like a long day, but we had fun doing it. You know, we had great trainers and doctors here. You know, my surgeon, you know, my own doc, you know, that I have that flies out, you know, that helps work on me and things like that. You know, I did absolutely everything I could to make sure I come back better, you know, like Kobe said, right, come back better than ever, you know. I wanted to make sure that thing was going to be a non-factor when I started doing things again.
Derek, you went straight to social media with a pretty thoughtful post on your feelings about the relocation.
Yeah.
And how you were struggling to process it at
yeah.
the time. Now that it's been a while, how are you processing it now? I mean, I know the team is like, that's 2 years away.
Right.
You know, but what, any more thoughts on
yeah.
since then?
What I said then was really, it's really held true, you know, because it is. I'm human, man. It's like, that's crazy, you know. Like, how do you keep playing somewhere you love and then, you know, you got to go and play somewhere else that you're going to have to love and love the people there just like we will, you know. But for me, I really had to, you know, concentrate on, to, in all honesty, it doesn't matter yet. You know, it's like something that's coming. It's big news. It's exciting for our organization and for fans that are Raider fans in Nevada and things like that. But at the same time, we have our fans here that we need to take care of. And that's really important to me, to take care of our fans here, to make sure that we enjoy our, you know, last times. How, you know, was it 2 years, 3 years? Who knows, you know? But that's my focus, is to make sure I'm giving everything to this city. That I can, and not, you know, trying to do a little here and a little there. Obviously, there's going to be times where we're in Vegas doing things, you know, because that's, you know, it's a weird situation, you know. But my focus is here and now, making sure that our fans feel appreciated, knowing that they are going to get the very best version of me and my teammates every time we step out on the field.
People here and now in this area, they know who you are now. I mean, so
yeah.
I imagine you've had plenty of interactions with fans and wherever. And what has that been like?
Yeah, it's been, honestly, it was surprising to me, which I don't know if it really should have surprised me, because that's just how Raider fans are. It's just, hey, we're going with you, you know. We're Raiders. You know, like I said in the message, it was through the hard times and the good times, we're still Raiders. There's been a lot of hard times before. Now we're starting to have some good times. You know, and this is just another thing that we're just going to deal with together. We're not going to split up like you've seen, you know, other cities do. We're not going to do things like that. For the ones that do, I don't really believe that they are true Raider fans. You know, I feel their hurt. I'm with you. I hurt too. But at the same time, we're all in this together, and we're just going to do it together.
Is it almost good you're in a profession where it's like control what you can control, you're focused on a game, and building the outside stuff that's going to come with this, whether your fans react one way or the other, if you don't want it to touch you, it won't touch you. You just worry about the next thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, it's not going to affect our team, my teammates. You know, it's not going to affect myself. It's not going to affect our coaches. The people it affects the most is, you know, our families. The people it affects the most is our fans here that we have. And, you know, I think that that's the hardest part. But at the same time, we still have some good years ahead of us here, you know, and I think that our fans are really excited about that. And I think that it's, you know, they realize that hey, we still have some times that we can really enjoy here, and you know, I think that is the main focus right now. I know for me and my teammates, you know, we're focused on, man, we gotta squat tomorrow, we gotta, you know, condition, we gotta do all these things tomorrow and do it excellent. You know, we gotta do those things to make sure we continue to have success. But I think our fans will realize as the season gets closer that, hey, we're here and focused on the now.
The atmosphere at the Coliseum will be any different this year? Or do you get
I hope not. I wouldn't expect it would. You know, there's going to be – I think I posted something, and out of like 1,000 people, you know, you're going to get one or two that have something to say. And that's with everything. You know, it doesn't matter you throw 4 touchdowns or 3 picks. You know, you're going to get it both ways. So I expect that. But if something happens, it'll be the 1%. And I hopefully that it, you know, hopefully y'all don't focus on that kind of stuff, because there's the 99% that are loyal, faithful fans that are going to ride with us wherever we're at.
Kind of following up on that, does that Raider brand, that iconic brand, probably makes it a little bit easier for you guys to make the move to Vegas, knowing that, you know, the Vegas fans will be there, but fans from L.A., Oakland will come? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. You know, I've spent some time all around the country. I spent some time in Mexico, and there's Raider fans everywhere. You know, Raider Nation is it's an international brand. You know, when you see that logo, you know what that is, no matter where you're at. And I've had buddies in Europe. I've had buddies, you know, South America sending me pictures of, you know, people wearing my jersey and things like that. So Raider fans are everywhere. And like I said, we're resilient. You know, we've been through some hard times, obviously. You know, I'm a Raider fan myself, and that's why I speak for us, you know, because I remember the hard times, you know, watching it growing up. And when my mom's side of the family was rooting for the Cowboys and they were winning Super Bowls, you know, so I remember the hard times. I remember growing up through it and all those things. But that's the thing, is we always stay together and we're loyal.
What about the Vegas fans? I mean, they'll be there, obviously.
Yeah, they should be really excited. You know, we got a good football team that works really hard, of great character. And, you know, when we go there, it's not so much us incorporating it into Vegas. It's the Las Vegas people incorporating into the Raiders. Because, you know, we're not going to change who we are. You know, we're coming into this city. We're bringing our brand. You know, we're bringing the silver and black. And hopefully they just come and be a part of it. You know, that's what we want. And we want them to be a part of it now. You know, but again, our focus is here in Oakland right now.
How do you expect the offense to change this year with Todd running things supposed to be high?
You know, that'll be really interesting. I don't think, you know, terminology and all those kind of things, maybe a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, just some things that click in his brain so he can call it faster, things like that. You know, but in terms of change, I don't know. You know, that'll be easier to see when we go through the preseason, like game plan kind of a deal. Because right now it's pretty much the same for everyone, you know, in the league. You know, you're trying to install your plays, trying to watch the cut-ups. Everyone's trying to get in, you know, football shape and those kind of things. So right now it's a little different. But as we get closer to the preseason, the game planning type things, I think then you'll get his feel. You'll get more of his spin on things as that time comes. But as of right now, it's just like, hey, you know, here's the plays. You know, it's not like we're, you know, scrapping everything, because we're not. You know, we had great stuff. You know, Coach Musgrave's a great coach. He had great plays, so we're not throwing all that stuff away. You know, but, you know, as Coach Downing would say, we're just going to, you know, turn things here, change a little things here, and, you know, just whatever we can do to get better and just keep going forward.
Coach Del Rio and Coach Downing have both made mention since the end of the season about how you've jumped in as a recruiter to get guys aboard. Were you here the day Marshawn Lynch visited? Have you talked with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I talked to Marshawn, you know, when he was in Seattle, and we played them there. But when he was here, I was here talking to him and all those things. You know, and he's one heck of a football player. And I hope to, you know, hope to play with him in those things. But, again, I'm focused on the guys that are here, you know, today. And, you know, I can't say, you know, oh, man, I hope he gets here and all those things. Of course, anyone would want Marshawn Lynch, you know. Any quarterback in the NFL, it doesn't matter who you have behind you, because we have great running backs. Anybody would say, add a good player to our team, absolutely. Because as we've seen, it could go like that for somebody. So you always need more good players. But with that said, I'm focused on who's here. And so I want to take this group and win the Super Bowl with this group that's here. And then as we add pieces, we'll hug them up and bring them in just as a family and treat them the same way that, you know, we do with all of our other teammates.
You talked about how good physically you feel today. Maybe this is a tougher question to answer in spring, but mentally, do you think there's going to be a reacclimation process? First time standing in the collapsing pocket, the first time rolling out, the first time you're hit or sacked, over the course of the coming months?
No, my wife, I made her tackle me a couple times. wrestling Khalil Mack in pool basketball, that helps get those mental pictures out of your head. You can ask him too. I held him to no points, but we'll leave that for another time. I'm just kidding. No, I don't think I've broken a lot of things. I've torn a lot of muscles. I've torn a lot of ligaments. Because this one happened at such a dramatic time, because it happened to where I couldn't play the next couple games, it's kind of bigger than it was. It wasn't hard for me to take that boot off and take my first step, if that helps. For me, the mental side is easy to defeat because it's me versus me, and that's going to be a win every time.
Have you spoken to Mariota or Lockett?
I'm sorry?
Have you spoken to Marcus Mariota or Lockett, the guys
who... I talked to Tyler Lockett. I haven't talked to Mariota, but I have talked to Lockett. We were keeping each other updated a little bit at the beginning. We let each other know that, hey, I know how it feels, praying for each other, those kind of things. My prayers are out for Mariota. I don't know his timetable and those things, but I know not being able to walk, not being able to do the things you want to do right away, I can make that cut or I can make that throw. It just didn't happen at first, Those are frustrating things. If anyone knows him, let him know that it'll get better and those throws will get back to how they're supposed to be.
Years ago, when Khalil was drafted first and you lasted all the way into the second round, I'm sure you wanted to go in the first.
Yeah.
But now you look back on it with two players of your stature on the same team, which almost doesn't happen that often in the draft. Do you feel like fortunate that it broke the way it did?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I think my brother actually said it. Someone interviewed him as I was getting ready for the draft, and he said, "To be honest, does Derek want to be the first overall pick? You better believe he does. But if it doesn't work out that way, and maybe he's a second round pick, and they're able to get a better player before, I think that he'd be good with his team getting better." And it worked out that way. And absolutely. If you could ask all the other quarterbacks, I'm sure they'd want Khalil on their team too. Like I said, when we played pool basketball, he tackled me and gave me that one arm shiver a couple times, and it wasn't too fun. So yeah, I'm glad it worked out the way that it did.
I think it was last year around this time where you said that if you guys raced, who would win? And you said that you're faster than Mac. Have you guys raced in the last year?
No, we haven't raced. He tried to test me when I was on my scooter. But I was having no part of that. But we have not raced yet. But I feel that this off season, this might be a good time to settle that.
You can obviously do contract extension. You guys can do that this off season. Yeah. Do you get involved in that at all? Is that something you tell your agent, you handle it at all and come to me when there's something done? Or how?
Yeah.
How do you approach that?
I like to be involved in my business. I really do. Not to the extent where I'm going to say, oh, don't do this or do that. I don't know that stuff. I'm not going to pretend. Just like I would never say, I don't know how to do your job. I don't know how to do that. So that's why I have my agent, And Tim and Reggie have had great communication the whole time. They've been talking about this for months, building it and how they wanted to do it and when and all those things. And, for me, I understand now that it's a part of the game. Forever I was like, man, I just want to play ball. I don't care about that. But now I'm understanding that, it has to get done, so maybe I should care about it, I've just asked questions to Tim and learning about, the salary cap and these things and this and that, and it's just a lot of numbers, that go over my head. Then it comes to, hey, yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, sounds good, But the communication from both sides has been great. They let me know exactly where they're at, what they're trying to do. We've let them know exactly where we're at, what we're trying to do, so it hasn't been hard. It's been easy. Reggie sat down and talked to me, it's not like some divide or anything. We're family. So we're just trying to figure all that out. We'll let the draft happen. Reggie said he wanted to do it after the draft. They've been talking a little bit to, build it, but I'll let them handle that. And hopefully it just gets done before training camp. Because once football, training camp starts, I won't even answer my phone if it has to do with that.
Does it seem almost, is your head spinning a little bit when they're throwing around the numbers they're probably throwing around, oh my goodness, they're going to pay me this much money to play this game
to
that
throw
I love.
A ball. Yeah, absolutely. And it makes me just super grateful. I know that that's going to help a lot of people. I get overwhelmed by it because I know how many people that will help, not only on my family, my wife's family, you know, around this country, but even in Haiti, I have a heart for those people in Haiti who I love dearly. And it's just, that's the cool thing to me is that we'll be in a position to where we can help a lot of people.
Derek, speaking about your wife, I saw a couple of weeks ago that you guys went to an award show. Can you talk about that? It looked like you were having a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. We went to the Country Music, those awards. They invited us out. Asked me to present, and I'm glad I didn't screw it up. You know, that is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, is you go to talk and you can't hear yourself talk. You can't hear it over the speakers. It just sounds like you're talking to nothing. And so that was it was really difficult, but it was fun. We got to hang out and meet a whole bunch of country music singers and stars, and my wife got to walk the red carpet and do that whole thing, and she deserves it. She's the most gorgeous woman in the world, so I was happy she got to do that.
Are you a big country music fan?
I am because of her. She listens to it all the time. I grew up, my mom listened to it all the time, so I knew everything. Except when the Backstreet Boys came on, I didn't dance or nod my head to that. That's maybe for someone else, it wasn't for me.
What excites you about the addition of Cook, the new talent?
Yeah, his versatility, you know, because, he can block, which is kind of underrated. But he's also very fast. And, excuse me, to have that speed at tight end, to pair him in groupings with Lee, to pair him in groupings with Clive, to pair him in groupings with all of our backs and fullback, it's just going to create mismatches. It's going to create matchup nightmares for defenses, that's an exciting thing. You know, when you add a guy like that, it's not, people look, at your roster, do you need it? Those kind of things, but it's just another good player that wanted to come play with us, now they got we go 12 personnel, Clive and, Jared and our two receivers and a running back or fullback out there on the field. Those aren't easy matchups for people to cover.
Twice a year, you went up against John Pagano and his defense
yeah.
in San Diego. What was that like, that first interaction of seeing him around the building as he was finalizing his contract here? And
yeah.
How useful is that for somebody who's so familiar with you from the other side of the ball to now be on your team and be able to share the insights of having faced you?
Oh, yeah. The first time you walked by, I was doing my rehab, and I looked up. I was like, there's no way he's at our building. there's no way that's him. And I looked again. He said, Derek? I said, Coach? He said, yeah. And he was wearing a black sweater. I was like, okay, you got the right colors on, I see. And I said, well, are you spying on us? He said, no. He said, I think we're just trying to figure out a way, that I could be here. And from then on, we've just had good talks about certain plays, bringing up, a blitz that he ran or things like that. And, he would tell me, yeah, if only my guy would have did this, we're going at each other. But to have a mind that his whole job was to watch me on film and think, how do I stop him? How do I defeat him? How do I embarrass him? And now go to him and say, what do you have on me? What are your notes? Let me work on those things. Is something that not a lot of people get, it's not, that's one of those things that doesn't come around a lot. So for him to come and be a part of it was just, yeah, I want everything to do with that because he can tell me everything. I didn't think he did this well or this. So we tried to do this and scheme it this way. And it helps our offensive staff too. They're like, hey, what did you see with our personnel and this formation? And I mean, it goes on and on. So I say all that to say, I love it. It's a really good thing for our team because when you play his defense, one thing that, they're going to be sound. He's going to have a great package, pressure package, especially on third down. He's going to have a great coverage scheme and rush lanes for how you scramble. So, yeah.
We have time for one more, guys.
Derek, you've taken your teams into Las Vegas, the Bulldogs into Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And then, you mentioned recently the AMC Country Music Awards. What do you think of that city as a football city? And I know it's kind of different because it's UNLV and Fresno, whatever. But
yeah.
Now that the big show comes in there, what do you think of that city?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, it's all about the Bulldogs. Yeah, I can't talk about the other team. Sorry, Paul. We got to get you a new hat. But, No, I guess I can't root for UNLV when we get there, so please don't be offended. I love you guys, but it's still Fresno State all the way. I think that it's going to be another show, and I think that hopefully it'll turn into the hottest one.